On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we're Repairs. I'm Nicola.
And I'm Martin.
And we're here to talk about our album Repeat Repeat.
I just wanted to write a pop song.
So we're talking about Repeat Repeat today. And it's such a very compact album. I was wondering who were some influences that you were listening to when you were recording this album?
That's a really good question. I don't know what we were listening to at the time.
Probably a lot of June of 44.
Yeah. A lot of Tropical Fuckstorm. Probably a lot of First Move.
Yeah.
A lot of Idols.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when I was listening to it, it kind of reminded me of, like, what Slow Dive would be if it was, like, upbeat and, like, more aggressive. And maybe that's because of the vocals.
I quite like that description.
Yeah, no, happy with that.
Can I ask, where's your accent from?
I'm from Scotland, so oh. I grew up in the Shetland Islands, which is where the ponies come from.
Oh, yes, I know the ponies. That's awesome. What was the first track that we're talking about today?
First one we're going to talk about is Last Chances.
Okay, cool. So what is Last Chances about?
So that song, I had quite a fixed idea in my head of the lyrics and the kind of beat and timbre of how I wanted the lyrics to be. But it's basically about being stuck in a really bad relationship. And
not this current one.
Not this current one, just FYI. This one's very good. But being stuck in a really bad relationship and knowing that it's not right, but not being able to do anything about getting out of it. And kind of when you're always making excuses for another person and thinking this time's going to be different, and then it isn't.
It's good to know what a bad relationship is like. Yeah, that's a good song that also describes what people do go through.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to, even if it's not if it's a platonic relationship, you can have friendships that you're in that are really toxic and you can't get out of, and you just feel trapped and find yourself in this endless cycle of, this isn't good for me, but not doing anything about it.
Waiting, watching and waiting, sitting and watching and waiting for something to change. Wishing and hoping, wanting and wishing and hoping you'll meet me halfway. Hating, silently hating, seething and silently hating the lies every day. Not sure if there's a way.
So the second track is Nimrod. So that one is some lyrics that I'd had for sitting around for quite a long time that I really wanted to use for something and just kind of never fit. And it was the name was originally from the Elgar, was it Enigma Variations? Is it number 10?
Okay.
One of them. yeah.
One of the Enigmas.
But yeah, just it's like in the, it comes from the biblical story. But the actual track that we did, it was, we were in the studio and everything was set up, and I said to Nick, play a bass line that's different to the drums. And James started playing a drum beat, and it's the same drum beat from the first track on the album, almost identical. And it just kind of came together magic. There's me in the background frantically gesturing at them to just keep playing, keep jamming, and everything kind of clicked. And then we got our friend Harry down in Palmerston North to add some additional guitars on it. And it kind of, yeah, it fit really nicely in the end, because it was sort of the opening and close of the album are kind of similar sonically. So the next track we're talking about is Stuck Inside. I think what it's about is fairly evident, but Nick's been learning drums and picking that up. So we started jamming together when James wasn't available. And we kind of let it go to do the album stuff. And then we found the recordings of it with Nick on drums. And it was like, oh, this could really work. So it ended up being the last track that we finished. We forced James to do vocals. it came out really good, I think. We thought when we release it that it would be one of those tracks that's kind of out of date as soon as it comes out, but the current global events are conspiring to keep that sentiment fairly relevant.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we might be here for a few years. Who knows?
Exactly.
Something in the air,
So the next track we're going to talk about is Spinning Out.
So that that one, the drums on that we recorded, it wasn't James, it was our friend Dave from Flogging a Dead One Horse Town, and that was Nick, me and him had a bit of a jam. And again, we sort of found it. There's a sample on there as well. Do you want to talk about the sample?
Oh, so when we were up in Shetland at my parents' for Christmas, they were really interested to learn more about the mixing and recording process. And so Martin had been talking to them about the whole mixing and ideas and stuff, and my mum had suggested that we sample some of the wind and the rain up in Shetland and use it in one of the tracks. So that's actually at the beginning. So the final track we're going to talk about is An Argument.
So this one is, well, the track's really about that whole, what are they called, Pyrrhic victories, being in that situation where everybody loses in the end, even winning is a form of losing. And it's a song that we, it was originally called Donkey. Don't ask why, there's no logic behind it. It was one of the first songs we played together as a band, and it went through about a dozen different iterations. We tried recording it heaps of times. It never worked. It was one of the first tracks we played live, but it got shelved. And then I tricked the band into playing it rearranged, kind of without telling them. I said, just play something that sounds like McCluskey in these notes. and then it sort of finally clicked.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.